AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 20 Baltimore police officers suffered various injuries when angry teens and young adults attacked them yesterday. Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk says officers were lightly armed and equipped yesterday afternoon because the first violence was being committed by teenagers.
I don't think that there's anyone in the country that would expect us to deploy automatic weapons and armored vehicles to an event with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. That's not what people expect from their police department.
Kowalczyk says that soon changed as older, more violent adults took over.
You saw us adapt our techniques throughout the day yesterday to address that situation, to address that concern. And where we are today, where we've called in support from all of our regional partners, and where we have that support and we're deploying it right now.
One person is in critical condition, burned in a fire set by the rioters. More than 230 people were arrested in the violence that followed Freddie Gray's funeral. Gray died earlier this month from a spinal cord injury he received after being taken into custody by Baltimore police. The Supreme Court hears arguments for and against the overturning of state laws that bar same-sex marriage. Chief Justice John Roberts raised a question about prohibitions of same-sex unions.
If Sue loves Joe and Tom loves Joe, Sue can marry him and Tom can't. And the difference is based upon their different sex. Why isn't that a straightforward question of sexual discrimination?
But John Birch, the lawyer who represents the state of Michigan before the court, says social issues have to be decided by debate in the ballot box, not in the court.
When the court takes social decisions like this away from the people, it cuts off debate, it hardens positions. And when people are forced to sit down with each other and talk civilly and compassionately and try to persuade, we're a much better democracy for that.
A ruling is expected in June. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51. This is AP Radio News. President Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say they have made progress toward reaching a Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement. Here's Mark Smith.
After talks here, Abe noted through a translator, America and Japan are the Trans-Pacific Partnership's biggest economies.
We welcome the fact that significant progress was made.
And the president said he's confident they can nail down a deal.
I know that the politics around trade can be hard in both our countries, but I know that Prime Minister Abe, like me, is deeply committed to getting this done.
Obama faces opposition from organized labor and Democrats in Congress to this new trade deal across the Pacific, while Abe must overcome resistance from the Japanese auto industry and farmers. Mark Smith at the White House.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says tax-exempt status is a distraction that the league is giving up. In a letter to owners, Goodell says critics have repeatedly mischaracterized the exemption because all 32 teams already pay taxes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.